You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Galen Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on this hour, after the 11:30 news, we're going to lighten up with Audio Sorbet, as we always do. Cleansing breath. We're going to talk about old commercials that you miss. Old commercials that we miss. Yeah. And I'm going to just plant this little seed, because the one I'm thinking of is a pearl dropping slowly through green liquid. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but if you're my age, you're gonna remember this. Old commercials that we miss. That's coming up after the 11:30 news. We're going to talk to our next guest, Darren Van Ruden, in just a moment. But it is time.
Oh, that's right.
For Civic Media's statewide text to win break into spring contest. You have four chances every day, the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, listening for that keyword that you need to text in. In order to pick up one of three prizes, Shula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, $100 in cash. Every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing, a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo. So here we go. This hour's word, you want to get your Civic Media app out, text the word green, G-R-E-E-N. The word this hour is green. We're playing for $100. Text in the word green. You have until noon. Using the Civic Media app, if you don't have it yet, no worries. Just go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. It's completely free. Mm-hmm. And then when you open it up, pick your favorite station. There's a little text button right on the bottom. So text the word green, G-R-E-E-N. We are playing this hour for $100. Good luck to Jesse in Dane County. We have James in Oshkosh, Tom in Hartford. Oh, I love watching all these names come in.
Our word is green, and they're playing for some green.
They're playing for the green, baby. Ben from Richland Center, Clyde from Madison, Caesar in Madison. Keep them coming in. The word this hour to text in is green, G-R-E-E-N. All right. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Van Ruden is here. Good morning, Darren. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. I'm doing well.
Well, today, Darren, is Liberation Day, according to President Donald Trump. It's when he's going to announce which tariffs he is going to be implementing or not implementing. There seems to be a lot of back and forth about how much, or we're not, or we are, or... I am curious what you are hearing from your members, Darren, as the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, about these tariffs, and what are you hearing from folks?
Well, the biggest word is uncertainty.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at. We don't know what's going to happen at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We don't know what's going to happen at midnight, but it's probably going to be different than what it was right now.
Yeah.
So, just total frustration. Farmers have built markets in other countries for decades now, and that could all be wiped away by midnight tonight with all that work that we've done. Then we're going to have to start all over trying to build those relationships back up. And anytime that you have a bad actor in any situation, it's really hard to build those relationships back up. So, the fear is that the president's going to follow through with his word, and we're going to see tariffs on everything except for a few things that he might see as a necessity to hold on to his base. And, reality is that every single product that we get in from foreign countries, whether it's agriculture products or car parts, affects what we do here in this country. And so how do we, continue some normalcy? I think we had it pretty good back in October, November last year compared to where we're at today.
No doubt. And as we talked about before, Darren, it's not just farmers who hate uncertainty. Businesses hate uncertainty. Wall Street hates uncertainty.
Customers don't enjoy it either.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't seem to be a good thing. And you mentioned the potential carve-outs. And I have seen some articles just in the last couple of days with some Republican lawmakers now going to the president saying, yeah, I know you're going to institute tariffs, but could you not do it to our guys?
Yeah.
Because, as you said, trying to keep the base happy. But this is going to have widespread ramifications. And we've talked with you in the past about once you lose a market, they go someplace else, right? Customers go somewhere else where they don't have to worry about this kind of uncertainty.
Yeah, after the 2018 trade wars, Brazil, Argentina picked up about 80% of the market that we lost in China in the soybean industry here, going from the upper Midwest. And so, you know, we've been blessed with trying to find new stuff. It certainly hasn't helped trying to refigure that equation out, because there isn't as big a market around the world as there is in China. So once you lose a huge market like that and those percentages, we're going to be digging for a while yet. And certainly there's some innovative stuff going on in this country that could help with that, but that's 5-10 years down the road. It isn't anything that's going to help that farmer that's struggling to pay his fertilizer bills, his chemical bills, just paying for land rent even is getting to be an issue right now.
And I think that's one of the other issues that you just mentioned is we're talking 5-10 years down the road. People think that there are people out there who think that tariffs are the end all be all solution, that they think, well, we took tariff in there and manufacturing will just start tomorrow and new farmers,
everything's going to come back to America.
Farmers will start farming tomorrow perfectly and new farm and everything will be fixed immediately, when that's not the case. Even in the best case scenario, you're looking at 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road for, you know, as I think we talked about yesterday, you got to do like environmental impact studies. You have to look at land. Is the land available? Can you grow anything? Can you build on it? And that takes time. And tariffs are not going to create the solution all of a sudden. It's just going to make it harder for everyone.
Yep, that's so true. And, you know, looking at just the ability to build a building, you know, you got to have contractors that are available. You got to have people that can run the forklifts, people that can run the bulldozers, people that can, you know, do this, the big cranes that are needed to run that. And, you know, those folks are out there, but they also have jobs that they're at right now today. So that stuff is going to take a year just to get lined up. Mm-hmm. Then you're looking at 2 to 3 years, especially if you want to build the larger facilities to accommodate some of the needs that, you know, the average citizen thinks it's just there because it's in the Walmart shopping bag, yeah, or it's at the local car dealership. Those things all take a long time to get there. And so building an industry, it doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take months, but most likely years.
If you're just joining us, Darren Von Ruden is our guest. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and we are talking tariffs. President Trump will be holding a conference at 1 o'clock in the Rose Garden, which I don't think has any roses anymore. But he's expected to announce widespread tariffs. You had mentioned fertilizer, Darren, and we had talked about this not too long ago about potash, which comes specifically from what I understand from Canada, and that is used as a fertilizer. And someone had texted in and said, oh, stop it. Farmers use manure for fertilizer. Get over it with the potash. So can you please explain the difference?
Yeah, so maybe it's just the difference in language barriers, but we call it potash in agriculture most of the time.
I apologize.
I called it potash, but man.
potash is a fertilizer that's used mainly in alfalfa fields, but it's also used in corn and soybeans. And the vast majority of it is coming from Canada right now. We do produce a little bit here in the United States. There's been some talk over the past decade about building another facilities or two here in the U.S. to kind of meet that demand. That hasn't happened, so we're still really dependent on Canada to get those tonnages. But well, a month ago, I suppose it was now during the last round of tariff talk, the president did take the duties off of potash. So farmers are probably not going to be looking at that $100 per ton additional costs that we would have been if that was still having the tariff put on it.
Well, and somebody might be listening and think, well, $100, that's nothing. Farmers work on really slim margins, don't they?
We do. So, you know, looking at that extra $100 a ton, the average farmer probably would have had to say, well, maybe we're only going to put two-thirds on what we normally do because we got to stay within that budget barrier that we have, which is the maximum dollars that we feel we can spend. And so you've got to, you know, really look at that, and putting less on means less yield, which then ultimately could mean less for the consumer out there. But, you know, and just the comment about manure, yes, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have the dairy industry and the beef industry. So we do have a lot of manure to apply on our fields that takes care of some of that. But when you look at what's going on in the Dakotas and Nebraska and Kansas, they don't necessarily have that manure available. So their option is potash. And, you know, it depends on where you're at in the country and what type of agriculture is surrounding your communities.
Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that.
I really hope that the individual who posted that is listening, because it's an important distinction to make.
Well, and this is why we bring on people like you who are actually hands-on involved in these industries. Greg and I like to say we are adjacent to a lot of experts. We're lawyer adjacent, we're farmer adjacent, we're plumber adjacent. You know, we bring in people who do what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're smart people adjacent.
Yeah, smart people adjacent, exactly. That's why Darren Van Ruden is here, the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. We're just about ready to go to break, Darren. When we come back, we will talk about yesterday's election results, also the Wisconsin State Budget and the Joint Finance Committee. The Joint Finance Committee is holding meetings.
No, they're not.
They are so.
Wow.
And people can go. Whether or not they're going to listen to you is a whole other issue. We will talk about that when we get back on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway. Get your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Go to that little text button on the right-hand side and text in the word green. I was going to say potash, but no, that's not it. It's green. The word is green. G-R-E-E-N. Text in the word green for $100 in cash. It is our statewide Break Into Spring text to win contest. This hour we are playing for $100. So text in that word green, G-R-E-E-N. You have until noon. You can do it just like Tiffany in River Falls. We got Tony. We have DJ in Madison, Carolyn in Heartland. I'm waiting to see someone from Butternut, just because knowing Butternut, Wisconsin exists just makes me happy. So text in the word green, G-R-E-E-N. And then again, everyone who enters will be in the drawing for that great grand prize. Our guest is Darren Van Ruden. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren, I'm curious about your reactions from yesterday's election. Judge Susan Crawford defeating Brad Schimmel for the spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and Jill Underlie hanging on to her job over Brittany Kinzer as the head of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction.
Yeah, it certainly, you know, in Supreme Court race there means that the natural resources, especially water in the states of Wisconsin, is going to be protected under that new court that we'll be seeing. They won't have to worry about, still got to worry about water polluters, but it's less likely that they're going to get a free ride to do what they want to do. And,
amen.
You know, I think that's number one that farmers and citizens are looking at, but just also the common sense. And that, then, you know, with what happened in the last 2 weeks with Elon Musk and really the corruption that's taken place by, you know, they're not really buying votes, but they're buying votes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Anytime that you run a program like that, it's really disgusting, really. So I think that was a sign to not only Elon Musk, but the administration that Wisconsinites especially aren't going to put up with it. So thank you to the citizens of the state of Wisconsin.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. And we talked about this most of the hour last hour, Darren, and I agree with you. I think that this was across the board. This was across political lines as far as Wisconsinites saying, yeah, you have a whole bunch of money. Great. You're the richest man in the world. Stay out of it. Yeah. You don't belong here. And I just think the quote that I heard yesterday from a reporter talking to someone here, she said that Elon Musk just kind of ruffled my feathers, and which I think is so Wisconsin. And I think that really is accurate. I do.
Yeah, you know, and certainly looking at how do we as the morality of the state, you know, I think took about five jumps up over the last week and a half here, which is probably number one reason why the numbers were the way they are.
Yeah.
So we just have to keep that up. We have to make sure that we're holding people accountable for the actions that they do. And I know one of the biggest comments that I heard, you know, why doesn't he use those dollars to feed the poor? You know, the $100 or $100 million that we spent on that campaign, probably could have been done for less than $10 million, and the other $90 million could have been used for a lot better causes.
Darren, absolutely, we have been. Oh my god!
There are so many things that could be fixed by that amount of money. It's a sin. It really is. It's a sin.
Totally agree.
I think that, you know, one thing that, when we talk about programs that are put on by the federal government, one of the things they'll say is, well, we should let private institutions and private people, like, you know, private donors handle, you know, food bank programs and whatever, and help these organizations. Let the private sector do it. Yeah, the private sector is too busy trying to buy elections. So when you don't, when Elon isn't forking over $100 million to help Americans, the country he says he loves so much, we got to get the money somewhere else, and that has to be partnerships with the federal government.
Well, and Darren, you were saying it's really important that people make their voices heard. We're going to have a chance, people. The Joint Finance Committee, which just loves to sit on money. It gets appropriated, it gets approved, and then when it comes time to dole it out, the JFC says, yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Jane, it's like wine. You got to let that money age.
Is that what it is?
Or like a good cheese.
Age it in a barrel. The Joint Finance Committee will be meeting several times next week, including in Eau Claire, also in Wisconsin Dells. We have Minocqua. We will include this in our show notes if you would like to attend. And again, I think it's a great opportunity to get involved, folks. The fight is only beginning, and we need to keep showing up and showing out.
Yeah. So evidently they have come up with some new meeting dates too. The latest that Wisconsin Farmers Union has got, there's actually one happening today in Kaukauna.
Oh.
And another one on Friday down in your neck of the woods, West Allis, at the state
Fair Park.
Yep. Then the list I got, the next one's not until Monday, April 28th at the Hayward High School, and Tuesday, April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. Those are the four dates that I've got. But if you've got more, that's great. It's better to get more than less.
You know what, though, Darren? That just makes me wonder if they're not changing their minds at the last minute and going, yeah, we were going to show up here. Let's go on the other side of the state, just in case.
This feels like a town hall.
Yeah, right. We don't want to really talk to these people.
But they go from 10 to 5 or later, just depending on how many people show up. In years past, that's how it's been. If you're there and in person, they will sit and listen to you until everybody's been heard. So
whether or not they do anything with what they hear is another thing, but I still think it's important that we take part in this process and be involved. So they know just so they know that people are watching.
Right.
And something that WFU, Wisconsin Farmers Union, would really like to see talked about at these is the Wisconsin Local Food Purchasing Program. LFPA has been something that's 2 years in the making. Certainly the COVID pandemic has kind of spurred it a little bit, but it's brought just about $4.18 million into rural Wisconsin. In its existence, there was a lot of federal dollars. There's nothing coming from federal right now. So if we want to keep our local food systems, let's look at the Wisconsin LFPA program.
Darren Von Ruden joins us the first Wednesday of the month. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Thank you so much, Darren. Really, appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Shane.
Stay with us. News coming up next. Text in the word GREEN, G-R-E-E-N. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Watch this pearl. It can lead you to a luxurious shampoo. Drop it into this shampoo and it falls as it would through water. Now, drop a pearl into Liquid Prel. It drifts through emerald green richness. Liquid Prel. This is lather you'd love to wear. It's so luxurious. Yet there's one thing more luxurious. Your hair, sparkling clean, luxuriously done by extra rich Liquid Prel.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to get to our audio sorbet segment in just a moment. We're talking about what old commercials do you miss? What ones really just stick with you? Mine was that Prel commercial. I will never forget that as a little kid, watching that ad with a beautiful white pearl falling slowly down the Prel shampoo bottle.
Yeah.
So what are your most memories? What are your favorite old commercials that you just have a lot of affection for? Or whatever silly reason.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
It's audio sorbet. It's audio lighter. Sorbet. It's not supposed to be deep and confusing.
No.
Okay. You still have time. You have 24 minutes to text in the word green, G-R-E-E-N. Text in the word green. We have $100 up for grabs. It is the Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. $100 is up for grabs this hour. So text in the word green before noon using the Civic Media app. And good luck.
And Jane, did you know you can get another entry?
How would I get that extra entry?
So what's going to happen is you're going to go to your Civic Media app. You're going to text the word green to Civic Media. And then you'll get a bounce back message if you haven't already.
Yep. Because this only happens once.
It only happens once per contest cycle. Don't delete it. Don't ignore it. Go and click the link because it's going to give you an opportunity to do something like sign up for our email list or for our newsletter or maybe subscribe to a show. There's always different ways of doing things in that bounce back email. But what you're going to do is once you do one of the things.
Subscribe, follow.
You will get another entry.
As easy as that.
You will get it. So while some of these other people were walking around going, oh, I got 40 entries because I did it every single time, every single day. You're like, oh yeah, I got 41.
There you go.
And that 41st entry might be the difference maker.
It could be. Get your entries in. Brian from Marinette, Melissa in Brooklyn, Jeff in Madison, Augie in Windsor, Rhonda in Wisconsin Rapids. Text in the word green by noon today, G-R-E-E-N. Also, I made a mistake that I would like to clarify.
Yes.
We were talking about the Joint Finance Committee is going to be meeting. I gave the wrong dates and the wrong places. Sorry about that, Cassandra. She asked about this. Wednesday, April 2nd, this is today, in Edna at the Kaukauna High School in Kaukauna. They are meeting today. This Friday, the Joint Finance Committee is meeting at Wisconsin State Fair Park, the Expo Center that is in West Allis. On Monday, April 28th, the JFC will be in Hayward at the High School Auditorium. And then Tuesday, April 29th, at the North Central Tech College Center for Health Sciences in Wausau. All these public hearings of the Joint Finance Committee start at 10 a.m. and then they wrap up at 5 p.m. We will include this in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to attend one of the meetings of the Joint Finance Committee, they're holding four of them.
Yep.
Again, today's is in Kaukauna's, in Kaukauna. Friday is West Allis. Monday, the 28th in Hayward. And then Tuesday, the 29th in Wausau. All right, back to our audio sorbet.
Audio sorbet time.
Audio sorbet time. Old commercials that you still miss. 855-752-4842. We'll go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, well, this one might be a little too woke, but I can remember that old one from the Jewish Chukotuga Society, that when you hit, who do you hurt the most? And is that little figure coming at you? As it got closer and closer to you, you could see the face getting redder and redder and redder, and the hair getting yellower and yellower, and then at the end of it, it just exploded, and I can just think of Donald Trump.
There it is.
In that commercial. It is just pretty profound. It was against hatred, and it was probably mostly aimed at anti-Semitism, but it could be aimed at any hatred toward anybody that just, you hurt the most and you hate.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate that.
We got one on the live stream. King Rat says, the old Coke commercial, singing about buying the world a Coke.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Tammy from Eau Claire texting in, where's the beef?
Yep.
The little old lady from Wendy's. Oh, my gosh, that was huge. That was huge.
Yeah.
Tony the Trucker, Jane, all the Miller Lite ads featuring all the celebrities of sports back in the late 70s and early 80s, especially the ones with Uke. Oh, yeah, the ones with Bob Uecker were priceless.
Shizu on the live stream says the Tootsie Pop owl. One, two, three, crunch.
With the owl.
Yep, it takes three licks to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop. Now we're just doing advertisement for companies.
We're talking about old ads that you remember and that you miss. Yeah. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield is joining us. Good morning, Jim. What you got?
Good morning. PF Flyers, the tennis shoe by BFC, with the magic sole that was advertised on Johnny Quest. And after those commercials, as a young kid, I would go outside and run in my PF Flyers, and it would feel like I was running on air. But I miss those commercials, but mostly I miss my youth.
I hear that, Jim. I remember that PF Flyer commercial, and you really did think you could run faster and jump higher if you were wearing PF Flyers.
Do you like PF Flyers? Do you like Converse? Do you have no regard for your ankles or feet at all? Wear these shoes. They'll destroy you by the time you're 50. They hurt. Plus, I have huge feet. They make me look like wearing clown shoes. I love those shoes so much, I can't wear them.
What commercials do you miss? 855-752-4842. I know somebody just texted this in. Calvin, let us play clip number two, please, that we've got on the line here.
Calgon, take me away!
Indulge yourself in Calgon luxury. Let Calgon soften and pamper you. It's like no other bath experience.
It's paradise.
Calgon, ladies!
Calgon, Take Me Away was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember the woman in the back of the limousine, and then she would push a button, and this bathtub would appear in the back of the limousine, and she would take a bath, as one does.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have cocaine in a work session.
In the back of her limo with Calgon, which was taking her away.
PJ on the live stream asks a very good question, because this occurred to me like 10 years ago. Why is ring around the collar not a thing anymore? That whisk detergent. They made it seem like ring around the collar was just below communism taking over America.
I'm pretty sure it still exists.
Yeah.
But you're right. We don't hear about that at all anymore.
I got a ring around the collar. I don't know. Take a shower.
Ollie from the Northwoods is joining us. Good morning, Ollie. What do you want to say about the commercials that you miss?
Well, I can remember Brill Cream, a little dabble do ya.
Yes.
Little dabble?
A little dabble do ya. For that nice greased back look.
Yes.
Right? It was very slick. It was very slick. Look, thanks, Ollie. That's
you
want to
be a T-Bird?
Yeah. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, there's two that I think of being an 80s and 90s kid. I remember the Welch's grape commercials.
Yep.
With the little girl, how they make your lips smack.
Yep.
Yep.
And the other one I think of is the Big Mac commercial from McDonald's. I can't remember how the song goes.
It's two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. We could have done that together, Jane, but you were trying to outdo me.
We weren't practiced.
Okay. there was another, Brian, you bring up, because I'm an 80s and 90s kid as well, there was another commercial for Mott's applesauce where this kid was like playing as if he was like a, you know, you got the Mott's, and it was like a gangster deal going down. Like, yeah, I got the Mott's.
It's like the enforcer.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, you got the Mott's. Yeah, well, you get your sister back at the corner of 51st and 7th.
Old commercials that we miss, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jack from Merrimack, I really enjoyed the Hams Beer Bear commercials. Oh, they were so great.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Exactly, exactly. Another one, Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Absolutely.
What else? We had another commercial we could play here. Oh, Calvin, can we play the fourth one?
Tex, can you help me stop those ladies from squeezing Charmin bathroom tissue?
Reckon I can. Now you women folk.
I didn't write it.
Squeezing that Charmin.
But Charmin's so soft. It's irresistible. With deep down squeezable softness.
It smells good too.
Please don't squeeze the Charmin. Be out of town by sundown.
Mr. Whipple.
He's squeezing the Charmin at the end, folks. There was a coffee commercial I came across that Jane said absolutely no.
No, it was so retro.
So sexist. No, retro? No, sexist is the word you're looking for.
Yes.
Where the guy's whole existence was, my wife can't make a cup of coffee.
I'm leaving.
I'm going to work.
Yeah, I'm leaving now. It was amazing.
It was for Folgers.
I love this one. Sarah from Green Bay, the Life cereal commercial with Mikey.
Which never made sense to me because Life cereal was one of the best cereals.
Life cereal was great.
Yeah, I really, really.
But it was nobody wants to try it. Nobody wants to try Life cereal. Let's give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Yeah.
It's great.
I ate tons of Life cereal.
So did we. Yeah. Jules from East Troy, Martini and Rossi, imported vermouth on the rocks.
Oh, my God, yes.
Seaside crab trap on the shoreline, rocks, a bottle. And a glass with a crab and seaweed. I was probably 8 years old. Why? What did this mean? I don't know, Jude. That's hilarious.
Remember this one? We thank you for your support.
Bartles and James.
Wine coolers, which, by the way, was the introduction to the idea of like, hey, do you not like the total full force of wine? Fizz it up. If you just want to get loaded on the front porch.
Try some Bartles and James. They were so adorable. They were so adorable. Whistler has been very patient from Richland Center. Good morning, Whistler. What's yours?
Oh, there's a couple of them. Charlie Tuna in the clam shell or near the clam shell. And the other one was ladies' hands washing dishes and then putting... dishes and palm olives.
Yep.
Getting rid of the rubber gloves.
Yeah, dishpan hands.
Dishpan hands.
Dishpan hands.
Oh, I forgot about
ladies,
that.
Ladies, do you want your hands to look good for your man?
Don't we all? Thank you so much, Whistler. I appreciate it. And now, if Mr. Whipple was still around, that would have all kinds of weird associations.
They were so horny for TP in that commercial.
With the squeezing of the Charmin. It would just... Jill from Green Bay, any great Poupon commercial? Yes. Deb from New Glarus, Oscar Meyer, my baloney.
He has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R. Helen, listening on WFHR. Don't try to fool Mother Nature. Pa-chung.
I don't remember that one.
That was for margarine. It was for margarine. Don't try to fool Mother Nature. Deb, clarify that for me. I'm sorry, that was Helen. Clarify that for me. I can't remember what margarine that was for, but it was.
Oh, Carrie from Torsa. Who wears short shorts?
Oh, that was for...
Calvin found, that was for Nair.
Nair, yes.
Calvin found an old Wisconsin-centric one. Calvin, can you play that one?
It was a cold November Sunday at Lambeau Field.
La-la-la-la-la-Lambeau!
Just a reminder to all the ladies.
Free Johnsonville bratwurst up in the booth.
Sprinkler yep. guy here at Lambeau Field.
You don't remember this commercial?
I don't remember that commercial.
A guy gets in the booth and just starts yelling. It was for Johnsonville brats.
Gallon.
What I love about that commercial is it's still on the air today, and it's over 20 years old, and all the other commercials around it will be regular HD 1080p, and then this one will just cut to 720p standard definition.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's the Johnsonville.
Oh, that is so funny.
That's like the ringing of the Hershey Kisses bells or the
Christmas.
Yeah.
That's totally. Christmas. This was great. We are up against the clock. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking part in this. We'll have to do it again. There's a whole bunch of them that we didn't get around to. When we return, we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. It's about roads. It's not a good thing.
No.
And it should not be. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just under 8 minutes for you to text in the word green. G-R-E-E-N. Text in the word green. $100 up for grabs as part of our statewide Text to Win Break into Spring contest. Your next shot at it will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba and the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. Right now, though, text in the word green, G-R-E-E-N, for $100, and everyone will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. Really love seeing all of these entries come in.
Yeah.
Thank you so very, very much. And good luck.
And honestly, also, thank you for all the great stuff today, period. Like, you sharing your stories, sharing the commercials, the election. It's been a wonderful, wonderful episode for us to do.
Because of you.
Yeah, because of you. Seriously.
Wouldn't happen without you.
Exactly. We just be talking to each other in a room.
No one would care. 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is the Ease On Down the Road edition. This time brought to you by the New York Post, that bastion of journalistic integrity. Caitlin McCormick with the byline. The headline reads, "New wavy road lines to curb speeding in Pennsylvania perplexes residents. Quote, it felt like a roller coaster." Unquote. A Pennsylvania town painted curved road lines down a residential street in a traffic calming initiative that they hope is going to do something about reckless driving. Many residents were left wondering if police would think they were drunk if they followed the new squiggly lines. We're going to include this in the show notes. There's a picture of it. It's a terrible idea.
Oh, it's not. And it's not a, I thought this feels like an April Fool's joke.
Montgomery Township, just outside of Philadelphia, has new curvy lines down Gray's Lane, complete with curb extensions. Officials in a statement on Facebook said these traffic calming measures are being installed due to the numerous complaints, concerns we have about residents about the speedway this street has become. Despite the good intentions, locals say they don't understand why anyone thinks this is a good plan. This is not the design to go to. There are other options out there, says resident Mike DiLorenzo. I think they should have gone another way. Another resident said, I think speed bumps would have done a lot more to slow people down on this road in particular. Many residents said that they are now ignoring the lines entirely.
Yeah.
And driving down the road like they always have. Others joking that the crew must have been drunk when they painted the lines.
Because we've seen traffic calming measures throughout this. Milwaukee's especially getting them. But you know what? People who want to drive however they want to drive, they ignore the traffic calming.
Of course.
So they're not going to drive. They're gonna be like, at the very worst, they're going to pretend they're in a race.
Yeah. I don't know how well thought this well thought out this was. If you were to drive like that down the street and follow the lines, the police would think you were drinking and driving and pull you over. Looks like you guys gave creative license to a class of kindergartners.
Even kindergartners would be like, this is weird.
You don't do that. I thought it looked a little crazy when I saw the guys do it this morning, but it makes sense to me, says the outlier resident, because people are always going way too fast down this street. A lot of people thought it was an early April Fool's joke.
There's always one guy in the neighborhood who's like, that seems like a good idea. Okay, Steven.
They did have to confirm that this is a legitimate precaution. Squiggly lines instead of squiggly yellow lines down the middle of the street in Pennsylvania.
I think we're going to have to keep up and see if there's an update on this one. Like
they repaint them.
Like Pennsylvania worker gets fired for a wavy lines scheme.
Yeah, exactly. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Andrea Watkins is going to be back. She is a New York Times bestselling author, and she also grew up in a Christian nationalist household. Mm-hmm. So she has a very, very interesting perspective. She's been on the show numerous times before. We've talked a lot about Project 2025. We can see pieces of this being implemented every single day under the Trump administration. And there are several hardcore Christian nationalists within now the Trump administration and certainly within Project 2025. Andrew Watkins is going to be joining us tomorrow at 10:33. Hour number two, Brittany Merlot will be here for a little weather and wine. Speaking of weather, keep your eyes peeled today, and please keep up on the forecast. No matter where you are in Wisconsin, I know southeastern Wisconsin could see some real severe weather later on this afternoon, so please just keep up with that. And then J.R. Radcliffe, Journal Sentinel sports guru, will be joining us at 11:33 to talk all things sports. I have questions about the tush push, which I thought was a dance.
What?
You are unfamiliar?
I know nothing of this tush push.
All right, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all, seriously, for calling and for texting and for listening. It makes all the difference in the world, and we're so very, very grateful. I hope you find some joy today. And you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Keep it here on the vast statewide, countrywide, global, even Austria with the app baby Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.